You are more than you think into the problem of humanity. We don't know what we are not, and trying to connect to our elder selves barely scratches the surface. It is a fantasy or a dream, after all, and all too much is missing. We can be certain that growing up is important, and that to grow up means to grow all the way up, of course. And growing all the way up means becoming a great being. This is where the problem starts. Great beings are mountain movers, forces of nature that will crush inauthenticity and evil. And what makes evil so popular is that it takes absolutely no effort. Look how much dream and wisdom it takes to build a skyscraper or to fill a library. And how all it takes for evil to destroy it is a lit match. All those ghouls who wallow in evil know the power of effort and fear greatness. The very being that you are asked to become by mere life alone is the single most inconvenient thing to those who resist change in order to continue their parasitical existence. You can't grow all the way up without coming under an attack. The attack will range from fake poems that call for self-education but deny science, to your name simply being missing from the ballot because you didn't believe in whatever fantasy they worship in the corner of your world. No one will want you to stick your head out. Every false leader and creep who ingratiated himself into a position of authority will feel less than you and will feel threatened by you. They won't even need to think or plan before beginning to destroy your reputation. It will be gone instantly, long before you notice. And then the lies will start. They did this, said that, do that. It must be this, it must be that. Your enemies will be gagging with all the horseshit coming out of their mouths. Not too terrible, but also not very good. And there is a second part to the problem. You have no idea how powerful your mind actually is. Even if you read all the books, you will know little. And only if you wrote 100 of them and became well-traveled on the great trails, you would still be scratching the surface. Greatness is not even a beginning. It is barely a fair start. You have to think above, all the way up. You are made of star stuff. The accretion disk around our sun made planets, and you match Earth's chemical signature exactly. You are part of it. You can't tolerate the elements you haven't evolved around, and you need what was plentiful to stay healthy. You have to learn to see your beginning in the galactic specks of dust that bumped into each other at random, and their proximity increased their mutual gravity, creating a well that attracted more dust, from which the initial protoplanetary disk had formed, and then the sun ignited from, and then the planets, rock by rock, grew, and then the life begun, and the process of evolution took it from there. The dust was here from the two previous stars that both went supernova, giving up all their dust. You have to understand that you are a creature of the stars to stand above it all. You have not been designed. You have emerged out of chaos and fundamental principles of the universe. You are more. You are not anybody's property. You are not meant to be bound by some group. You are free to grow healthy, and you are meant to transcend and grow to no end at all. I will not stain my poems with the misery that proves what I am saying is correct. But it is correct to say that we will be known among the stars by our poems. You have to understand that poverty is not your fault. The world is so primitive that it falls apart in the hands of stupid men that think poverty must drive humanity. And there is no pursuit of happiness, as happiness can only ensue from your wisdom and greatness. And you have to understand that much of what you know of reality is very local and mostly consists of folk tales. And rather than being told what reality is, a root of many problems, you have to discover it on your own. You have to take that ancient quest to learn about the world. Reality is vast, and you should not follow in anybody's footstep, but you should learn from the great beings that came before you. You must create a brand new mountain peak that will add new gravity to the human condition. So as long as it is authentic, dignified, and stands on the shoulders of giants, humanity is not just about the future. It is not a vague concept. There are people who are yet to come, and they depend that you stand strong and authentic. You must learn from the great beings that came before you, even if just to spare yourself the mistakes of small men. Lives already lived countless many times before, just to start at zero and barely climb anywhere. It takes lifetimes to make progress up. You have to begin with your own mix of powerful wisdom that you inherited from many other great beings that guarantees that your journey will count towards the future. The reach of folk tales we accepted as reality is ridiculously broad, and it is very powerful. For one, weekly paychecks are a silly and desperate invention, and you must resist a mind-numbing career that will consume your decades and probably your mind. You have to learn on your own, and you have to build on your own. Humanity, not employers, needs your mind. You are not a worker. You are not a worker. You are not a worker. You are above all an adventurer, because adventure makes room for narrated books that constitute your intellectual inheritance, and adventure heals. Without inheriting the culture of great beings, you will be trapped in prisons of invisible walls constructed by men who have small minds. The dictators, manipulators, hustlers, men who convince themselves of greatness in their madness and regimens of narcotics. You are a creature of the stars. You are a creature of the stars. And you are meant to grow all the way up and become a great being. Please, please, you are a creature of the stars, an independent mind who is to rise all the way up.
Epilogue. A quote by Robert R. Dre. We were born of risen apes, not fallen angels. And the apes were armed killers besides. And so what shall we wonder at? Our murders and massacres and missiles and our irreconcilable regiment? Or our treaties, whatever they may be worth? Our symphonies, however seldom they may be played. Our peaceful acres, however frequently they may be converted to battlefields. Our dreams, however rarely they may be accomplished. The miracle of man is not how far he has sunk, but how magnificently he has risen. We are known among the stars by our poems, not our corpses.